Welcome back to Messy Mac Radio.
Start this bitch up like Lil Wayne.
I'm Miss.
And I'm Mac Lou the motherfucking Dine. And tonight, or just call me Lulu.
Tonight we got some juicy topic for you. Serious tip.
It's serious. All juicy. Serious tonight, y'all. Like, to, you know, we usually talk cold cash shit.
I'ma still talk cold cash shit.
We gonna talk shit, but yeah. We ain't got no entertainment tidbits for you tonight. We ain't got no shows for you tonight. We coming with you with the straight facts machine tonight. And you know, we just say everything y'all thinking and y'all scared to say. Yeah. But you ain't gotta be scared. Mm-mm, don't be scared.
So, with basically, our topics is going to be terrorism, terrorists in America.
Terrorists
in America.
So, go ahead and bring us in on what's been going on in the United States of America with 3Ks.
So, as you all know, we've had 3 mass shootings within the last 2 weeks in America, on American soil. And the first one was the Garlic Fest in Gilroy, California. Then we had the one in El Paso, Texas. And then the one in Dayton, Ohio. Sorry about that. Either way, they were all 3 Caucasian males, ranging from the age of 19 to about 22. And it's just a serious topic to talk about.
That's the same age.
Yeah, it is. And it's a serious thing to talk about in America. What is terrorists in America and who are actually the terrorists?
Who the real terrorists?
You know, I seen one of them, the terrorist who shot up the 22 people in Walmart was walked out in handcuffs. And that troubles me because why wasn't he gunned down? But, you know, you have African-American men selling something and they get choked out on the street.
Right, and it wasn't even drugs.
Yeah, getting beat.
I mean, cigarettes, that is a drug.
Beat when you're a kid with a gun because you're black. Mm-hmm. Many unarmed African-Americans have been gunned down, but this man walked into a Walmart and killed 22 people. I believe 20 of them died at the scene. 2 of them died at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers, fathers, grandfathers. You know, and the stories are very horrific. So, is he a terrorist? Or are they going to try to play it that he had mental disabilities? Do you believe that because he is Caucasian that America calls him mentally disabled, mentally challenged? He's going through a rough spot in life. He's a fucking terrorist.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, being that we do live in the United States of America, ain't shit united about these motherfuckers
at all.
And my thing is, white people don't want to be called terrorists. Y'all are the terrorists. Always have been. Always will be.
And that's dated back to slavery.
To the beginning of time.
That they were better just because they had fair color skin. Who would think to see a darker group of people, oh, we're going to call them niggers and tie them up.
And
kill them, hang them, pluck them, tar them,
rape them,
whip them. Like a whole history of this, but we the terrorists. Mexicans is the problem. African Americans is the problem. Indians is the problem. Like the list go on and on, but who's really the problem in America?
Shout out to my weed man for this far ass weed, though.
It's a touchy subject, but we getting on it tonight.
We gonna get on it tonight. So like I said, white people don't want to be labeled as terrorists, just like they don't like to be labeled as poor. They call black people ghetto, things like that. They have white ghetto people.
Oh,
actually,
yes.
Most of the food stamp receivers are white.
Yeah, because guess what? They're most of the majority of the population.
Mm-hmm. But that's changing, though. See, now, you know, they got population control. They always have. And they have the stupidest fucking tactics to try to control who the fuck popping out babies out they pussy.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Motherfuckers is fucking without condoms all the time. Everybody get pregnant. Just people take precautions. If you don't want to get pregnant, you don't. But some people just don't care. I work for the family courts, and there are women that as soon as you get pregnant, you're already put down on the paper. We're going to take that from you because you have 6 other kids that you don't take care of. So don't try to make it seem like black people are the only ones that are living in poverty. We are not the only ones struggling. And I just feel like it's more so of a point the finger type thing. That's why Donald Trump is so popular. Nobody fucking likes him, but he appeals to poor white people. They and finally then, found somebody that they can cling on to.
And you can't say that nobody likes him because these good old white boys...
Which good like old white boys?
I'm calling them the good old white boys because all these people all of a sudden are openly being very racist. People on the social media.
That's what I said. I said they comfortable.
He's poor, though. I'm with you saying poor people. It's motherfucking rich people that be talking about.
Yeah, that's why I said no. POTUS. That's why. What is POTUS?
President of the United States is what they call that.
Oh, well, see, that's how much I don't give a fuck about Donald Trump. Yeah. I don't even know this nigga nicknames.
You know, like when Nipsey Hussle and YG made that fuck Donald Trump, it was people on there when he got murdered that were saying that they couldn't sympathize with him because they were talking about and made a horrible song about their beloved POTUS. And these weren't in poverty-stricken Caucasians. These were so wealthy Caucasians.
Don't laugh at me and... I mean, I feel real dumb because is that why they was calling Michelle Obama FLOTUS? Because she's the first lady of the United
States? Yes.
Duh, Lulu. Duh. I'm going to slap my damn self.
So, yeah, it's just a touchy topic, but it's a real one.
And I understand, and that's what I meant. Poor, not even, it's racist people can identify with Donald Trump because he's a, out flat fucking racist, and he's proud of that. So anybody that can identify him with him is going to agree with his views. Now, I tried to sit up here and Google how many mass shootings there has been in the United States. A bitch lost count
at 40 something. It was multiple.
It's multiple. They started in the 1920s. They went all the way back to the St. Valentine's Day massacre that took place, I believe, in Chicago,
and
Illinois.
And I just read about that.
You did? What did
Al
you
Capone.
Learn?
I just
yes,
read about that today.
It's a gangster story, yeah.
Al Capone, they called him Scarface. Or many other names, and they're saying that he was the one who basically led that Valentine's Day massacre that killed a lot of other fellow drug dealers and crime bosses.
That was the start.
He didn't end up getting incarcerated for that.
That was the start of putting crime to violence. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, organized crime. And there's a difference between regular crimes, just dumbass crimes, and organized crimes. Organized crimes, for example, if you don't know, is like ghosts off of power. You know, you got the people in the position, you one, you two, you're moving this, you're meeting with the distributors, things like that. And 9 times out of 10, those people don't get caught until what? Crime gets involved. Yeah. So they started that back then, and what has that done? Now, today in 2019, they are... In songs glorifying organized crime, but niggas is so stupid because y'all niggas is too high, too drunk, don't know how to not get caught.
But guess who started organized crime while they try to put that on us?
Who was that?
Good old Caucasians.
Of course.
Okay.
And you know how they have created all these books, like all these Caucasians have created these books to tell other Caucasians on how to get niggas in line. Or how to get anybody in line.
Yeah.
Because they are the only, one and only race who have single-handedly taken every other race and destroyed us. Yeah. Or tried to, I'll say. They have came
in, slavery.
Enslaved us in any way. It doesn't
stolen
even have
man.
To be physically, literally, they're slaves. We got that. But I'm just saying, it's like they've been the only race to come through and just wreak havoc on everybody. They take. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like with this situation. They taking lives. You know what I'm saying? Think about it if it was a nigga. Let's say Daquan, he really is mentally ill. We're going to do a scenario. We're going to the clinical side of it. Daquan has bipolar and schizophrenia. And he smokes weed. And he drinks liquor. And he's poor. So Daquan goes in Walmart, you know, he's stealing. Let's say he's stealing some drawers because he ain't got no money to buy none. Okay, he's stealing. Say the wrong thing to him, bullets get sprayed. You feel me? He shoot up the whole motherfucking Walmart. Do you think Daquan gonna make it out?
No, and I want, while we're talking about that.
Hold on, let me finish the scenario. So, Daquan shot up Walmart, or tried to. We gonna make a Goosebumps alternate ending. Daquan's pulled out the gun, and everybody jumped Daquan. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. Old people, young people, white people, black people. It don't matter. They jumping this man because he got a gun. Which one do you think will work out better? I feel like they both gonna end up not working out. Number one, because Daquan is black. But I feel like people look at black people as a threat. The situation where they jump them. They don't... If I see a white man hold his pants, I'm gonna get suspicious. Anybody holding their pants, walking around, looking suspicious, I'm gonna get suspicious. But it's like, we can gang up and jump this nigga because he's such an animal. And won. Or if this nigga shoot this motherfucker up, we gonna shoot this motherfucker down. Yep. And drag him out. And probably leave him in the middle of the floor for an hour, good hour, 2 hours. Just so everybody can come get their pictures and shit like that.
But here's the thing.
It's just weird. Like, it's such a double standard.
It's a real story that happened with a black man at Walmart. And I'm sorry, I don't remember his name.
Wow, I just made that up.
He picked up an open pellet gun, like a BB gun. It was open. It was just set on the shelf. It had no bullets in it. BB gun. He put it in his basket and continued to shop around the store. Picked it up, played with it. Well, some customers called the police. And you know what happened? They gunned him down and killed him.
Well, I knew.
That is a true story.
This is a disclaimer. I did not know anything of that. I was just thinking off the top of my head because my mind's always going. That's crazy. I knew nothing of that. And that's why I said that's the prime example. And guess what? It's really happening.
Yeah.
He's not making it out of there. And this man had a play gun. So you mean to tell me if that young man's son would have just been like, oh, daddy, can I get this gun? Or just playing. It could have been a toy gun.
Mm-hmm.
They already choking people. Well, you think they're going to have mercy on these kids?
Exactly. And I really want to pull up the reference so I can have the decency of saying this young man's name. His name was John Crawford III, and he was murdered on August 5th, 2014. 22-year-old African-American man shot and killed by Beaver Creek police officer Sean Williams in a Walmart store in Beaver Creek, Ohio, near Dayton, while holding a BB gun. Yep.
And I knew nothing of that. Yeah. And that's crazy that I said that, but that's what I mean. Like, what is the problem? Like, why? They could. I bet you they could have been, if it was a white man or a white 22-year-old, they could have been running around that motherfucker shooting at each other with the BB gun.
I mean, the guy that just shot at Walmart walked out in handcuffs, baby. They didn't kill him. But this man, this young black man, it wasn't even loaded. He picked it up off the shelf in Walmart.
And it was
open. And how about this? A grand jury declined to indict the two officers on criminal charges.
The grand jury. That ain't shit.
Yep. So that lets you know that if the tables was turned, it would not be.
It shows that it's not the same. Walmart, I get up because I'm bored and go to Walmart. I got too much pride to lose my life in Walmart, dog. I'm finna scoop my ass right over to the first aid section.
Since I'm reading up on it, it said that this is Wikipedia. It said Crawford picked up an unpackaged BB pellet air rifle inside the store's sporting goods section, continued to stop in the store. Well, another customer, Ronald Ritchie, called 911, and according to Ritchie at the time, Crawford was allegedly pointing the gun at children walking by and messing with the gun. But when security camera footage showed that Crawford was talking on his cell phone and holding the BB gun as he stopped. But at no point did he aim the BB gun at anyone.
So you just seeing things. Oh my God, he was trying to rob some kids.
Yeah, pointing it at people. You fucking liar.
And that's another thing. Let's talk about the lying too. Bring it in on the lying, miss.
It's after the security camera footage released was released, he recanted his statement that led to the fatal shooting and stated at no point did the shoulder the rifle and pointed at somebody.
Okay, that's my thing. If you think that in your head, everybody thinks shit in their head when they see a motherfucker based off what they doing. We do this shit all the time. We base off shit off our perception. You could have thought that in your head and said it to yourself and kept it moving. Like, damn, this nigga look like he got a gun walking around for it. Because I would think, like, why you got this gun now? Like, I would think
it.
Right, but I'm saying if I walk by you and I see it in the basket, I'm going to instantly think. If it's not in a package, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to think.
You can just say somebody got a gun. You ain't got a lot of that pointed at people.
The clear. Clearly think. Think being the key word, meaning I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to call the police and tell them, oh my God, he's trying to shoot me and other kids. Can you please come get him? And how you said they immediately fire shots? Like, that's crazy. Like, you ready to just draw your shit and just gun. That's being gunned down.
And I'm just urged, I gotta read this. I gotta say this. Because now we talking about mass shootings, but this story is so messed up. It say that on the aftermath, The Guardian revealed in, I don't know what The Guardian is, but it said revealed in December that immediately after the shooting, police aggressively questioned Crawford's girlfriend, Tasha Thomas, threatened her with jail time. The interrogation called her
Why she gotta go to jail?
Exactly. It said the interrogation caused her to sob uncontrollably with hostile questions suggesting she was drunk or on drugs when she stated that Crawford did not enter the store with a gun. She was not yet aware of Crawford's death at the time of the interrogation. She died in a car crash months later.
They didn't ran her off the road. That's another thing. They use it, man.
And then following the shooting, the grand jury decided not to indict any of the officers.
Oh, my God. That type of shit right there, it just makes me be like, the police and the government are the biggest gang there is. There's no Crips, no Bloods, none of that shit. It's them. It is them. They take motherfuckers out. Like, you don't do what we say, what we want. And the way that they manipulate us, the media. You know what I'm saying? The things that we are exposed to and the things that we see on a constant basis. Why you think they do this shit back to back to back? Because it's like one of them things we ain't going to stop thinking about. But at the same time, I'm just like, I want to see some blood. I want to see some dead bodies. I want to see somebody walking out with people got their head blown off. I want to see some shit.
They covered up their motherfucking tracks and murdered this girl. I'm sorry.
Of course they did. It's all right. They do shit like that. They do shit like that.
But we the problem.
Do you? Who? No.
We're the terrorists. Exactly. We're the problem.
So you know the story of how they killed Huey P. Newton?
No.
They killed this man. You know what he was doing, the leader of the Black Panthers. Mm-hmm. They killed this man, broke in his house, busted in his house. They didn't even have to break in. Shot this man point blank range with a shotgun in the bed with his wife and kids.
Didn't get no charges.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. That's good old America for you. And when they say they want to make America great again,
they either
going to
put you in jail or they going to kill you. Or they going to exile you.
They
want to
make America white again. It's not nothing great about that situation.
But you know that this land was founded on lies and
it wasn't things. Found. It was already occupied.
They claim it was found.
Yeah, how is it found when people are already
living
here?
But the funny thing is, it don't have to be like this. We're all one race. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as black, white. But
we're
because
all creatures of God are. And love. But, you know, unfortunately, there's a superior race that thinks that that's not true. They think they're better than all of us.
Wow. I don't understand why, because, like I said, everybody has two arms, two legs, 10 toes, 10 fingers.
Bleed the same, breathe the same.
Exactly.
Hear the same,
have the
see
same
the
amount
same.
Of hours in a day. So I really just don't understand where the superior comes from. But I believe that it's definitely taught, because when I was a substitute teacher, I also substituted at the white schools as well. Not only the inner city schools, but the white schools. In elementary school, they're learning about bank accounts and they're learning about, you know, IRAs and stocks and bonds.
But what they're teaching our kids ABCs still, and how to color.
Still. And that's things your parents are supposed to teach you. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like when they go to school, it's just the things that they are allowed to do that grows them into these people. They always want to sit up here and talk mental illness. It's very prevalent in the Black community. And one reason I feel like all these gun violences are occurring, because now we're going to switch it from the mass shootings to just regular shootings. You know what I'm saying? The local stuff. And it's like, people just don't understand that if a motherfucker is walking around on 10 all day and they ain't saying nothing, they ain't expressing themselves, they not getting help,
they're a
ticking bomb. How many times have you seen people that then confessed on killing somebody and broke the fuck down because now they didn't realize what they did? Like, broke down, like, I can't believe I got to this point, you know what I'm saying? And it's always, I was just tired, you know? And it's like, people not getting help. Some motherfuckers really are crazy, and they do need to bear the consequences. But I feel like if we grab it and pay attention to it now, it would alleviate a lot of violence. And make weed legal. Period.
To me, it's a difference from being crazy and having a snap moment to deliberately planning out a plan to kill people.
Or being a part of a plan. Being a part of a plan. Because like I said, I don't be seeing no bodies. Period.
Like, to me,
I didn't see somebody get shot in front of me. Standing next to me.
It's just a lot to me. Like, this Garlic Festival shooting, it say that this man planned that out. Like, he has stuff on his computer drive of, like, trying to target religious or political places to kill people to do this.
What movie
even
was
hours
that?
Before he killed these people, he put up pictures of people walking around at the Garlic Fest. That is not mentally insane. You
no.
deliberately planned that
no,
out.
That's a crime.
You're a terrorist.
Yes.
You meant to implement terror on people. And he killed children.
Is that the definition of terrorist?
That's how I feel.
Because that sounded really Webster Dictionary-ish.
Thank you, but it came from my brain.
Oh, you have a great choice of words. She's so well with words, you guys. That's why she's the best ever.
He killed a 6-year-old boy, I believe a 13-year-old girl, and a 25-year-old man, then killed himself.
What about when they killed...
I might be
40
wrong.
40 kids. Remember they killed 40 kids, supposedly. Supposedly, I don't believe that. Still,
I believe
to this
it
day,
because
I seen. Are you talking about when they
the Sandy Hook? I believe it because I seen videos of a 6-year-old or 7-year-old kid crying about how they seen their best friend's head get blown off, and I'm sorry
at
that
school,
baby
right?
couldn't fake them tears.
Actors.
So I don't
actors
know.
Actors come in all ages.
I just, and sorry if I got the sex of the people wrong in that Garlic Fest shooting. I don't know if it was a man or a woman for the 25-year-old, but I knew a 6-year-old got killed, and that's crazy to me. So I don't know. Just the fact that people just wake up one day like, yeah, I'm gonna go and kill a mass group of strangers that I don't know. And it's so scary because how many times have we just went to Walmart? Or how many times we just went to Westport?
I know, we could have been going
ourselves.
To Walmart to get your prescription.
Yeah, or back to school shopping. Most of them went back to school shopping.
Like Dayton, Ohio.
That was like going to Westport and kicking it into somebody just opened fire.
When I say I saw the video of everybody like running and yep. this guy like, they was like, it was just very heroic of him because his girlfriend had tripped and fell.
And he covered
and
her.
And he covered her.
Yep.
But as you know, it's just, at that moment he was ready to die, you know what I'm saying? For his girl, bullets is flying.
Yep.
People are running, like, and he's just opening fire on everybody.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And that lady sat up there. Did you see the one where she had caught FaceTimed her husband?
Oh, that had me in tears.
And
that,
said, "Baby,
I got shot in the head. Where's my kids? I need my kids." And she died. She had just had a 2-month-old baby and like a 7-year-old kid. That brought tears to me because it's like she held on to call her man.
Yeah.
And she said, "I need to get to my kid."
Yeah.
And that girl died. She said, "I just got shot in my head." That is crazy to me. And you just go out and enjoying your life.
And
so I'm
going
to take a break.
No, it ain't no coming back from that. Like, you can go to jail. You know what I'm saying? They could probably kill you. But I really don't feel like what else. How did you feel better?
This coward killed himself. The police shot him twice, and then they said he self-inflicted a gun wound to his head. And I believe this is the case when he killed his own sister during that shooting.
That's crazy.
It's just so sad and it's so sickening. And
why wouldn't you just tell your sister, like, hey, I'm finna go up in this motherfucker, do my thing, I just needed a ride.
Why wouldn't you just kill yourself?
You know what I'm saying? You feel like you want to kill a whole bunch of motherfuckers, just take your own life.
Yeah, kill yourself.
You'll be better.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put some humor in it because it's so serious.
It's
like
a serious topic.
Going up in there just brrr,
listen.
Rambo.
In that El Paso, Texas shooting, it was a recently married couple that was probably married for about a year. They had just dropped their child off. I believe she was between 4 or 6 years old to cheerleading practice.
Oh, yeah, and they went to go
back to school shopping, and they was at the register, and this man came in shooting, and the mom died shielding her 2-year-old child. The 2-year-old child suffered broken bones. It was either 2-month-old or 2-year-old. Suffered broken bones, but they said the mother died shielding him. Mama and daddy dead. Just because he came in, a teenage boy that was about to start high school, they said that man walked into Walmart and the teenage boy made eye contact with him. The cousin said they was... Or,
how do they know?
Because the cousin survived. They said they was at the bank inside Walmart. Why they say that this shooter grabbed a teenager and just shot him? Like he witnessed his relative die. Teenager, why? Why? Just because you're a sick fuck. That's
so
crazy.
So how we was talking before we got on air. Why do you think they doing this? You said you don't believe it. Why do you feel like
that? The reason I believe that is...
As far as it's a setup. Like, why do you think they're setting
like
it up?
I feel like it's climate control. Like, they trying to population control. Not climate, population control. They're trying to... lessen up the numbers of people, and they want to blame it on all this. But where are these people coming from?
Do you think that it has anything to do with them wanting to implement some kind of gun laws?
Maybe so, and maybe they're trying to give it a more wider range. Because you have the people that believe that people should get psychiatric evaluations, and then you have the people that think, oh, people are doing this. They're shooting at Walmart. Well, I need me a gun to be able to protect myself, but please believe that bullets don't have eyes. So if we all carrying guns and this psycho come in shooting and we all think we shooting him, who's going to be the innocent bystander that gets shot when we shooting back?
Exactly.
I believe, yes, all of that is a plan.
Yes, because the way I think of it is I feel like they're putting these mass shootings. Because think about a mass shooting compared to 30 days in Kansas City. It's going to be the same amount
of people getting killed.
Yes, it's going to be the same amount. If you give it 30 days in Kansas City versus one mass shooting, it's the same amount of killings.
Yep.
There's no mass shooting. It's just mass because it's big. It's broadcasted. You know, it's on CNN.
It's
mass
because all them people die at one time versus dying in 30 days.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I do think it is something that they're trying to like implement.
So do you think they doing it to either make us A, have more guns, like everybody got to have a pistol, or are you making it to where they're going to start making laws to take guns? So we can't defend ourselves.
In my mind, I think it's to promote more guns, making people think, oh, if I had a gun, I would be able to protect myself.
I think. But it's going to be more.
Some people do think like that.
You got to think about it, though. It's going to be more hustlers, a lot of them that's walking around with guns because they think they can carry because everybody else got them. But the moment the police catch you, guess what? You got a gun. You know how many people is behind bars behind a gun charge?
Yeah, because most of them can't carry. Guns. They're not supposed to because they feel it. Some people believe that they're trying to take people's rights, but they're trying to make money. Yes. Yeah, they're trying to put more guns out.
How do you think the gun is getting out on the street?
Yes.
I think they're using some foreigners. Because they don't...
It's all type of shit.
They don't make guns in the United States.
They're definitely getting it from foreign countries, and that's why I feel like a lot of shit is implemented to start wars with these countries.
So where do you think the guns at?
Oh no, do you think China.
Do you think
Asia,
they're in the back
knows?
Of these liquor stores and these Boost Mobile stores and
maybe
these
so.
Gas stations
maybe
and
family dollars.
You know, the church's chickens. Look,
you never know.
Do you think they having people pull up in the back getting guns like that?
I know you can get a dirty gun off the street,
of but course. People are,
because this is what I don't understand, and please make this clear to me. I can understand us bearing arms and going in there to get like a little small gun, you know, single fire. But what the fuck do we need an AK-47 semi-automatic weapon for?
Niggas used to walk around with them bitches on them.
But why are we able to buy those? This ain't a war zone. Why should I be able to walk in there and buy an AK-47? Why do I need to shoot multiple people at once?
Exactly. Why do I need to hold that
with a single?
Why do I have to hold this with two hands?
I should be okay with a gun that holds seven bullets. What do I need?
You should be cool with these hands.
But I'm just saying, if I feel like I need a gun to protect myself, why do I need hundreds of rounds? Why are they selling that? This is not a war zone.
It seems like it is. Those are the weapons of a war.
Oh, while we're on that,
I wouldn't be surprised if a motherfucker starts riding horses.
We're on that.
She's pulling up something on the iPhone XR.
Yes, pulling up the shooting in Gilroy, California.
Okay, there's more breaking news.
Let's talk about this young man who shot up the Gilroy Festival.
Okay.
Okay, he was a 19-year-old dude. Okay, 19 years old. That's the one that killed a 6-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But it says the gunman was wearing body armor when he fired 39 total rounds into the crowd. He had a 75-round drum magazine that fit into his weapon, and there were 71 rounds left in the drum when he died. In addition, he had two 40-round magazines on his body, two 40-round magazines on the ground, and one 40-round magazine that was on or near him. Then, on top of that, he had a Remington shotgun was found in his vehicle, and his nearby backpack had two loose rounds, a rifle scope, flashlight, several buckshot rounds for a shotgun.
Where the fuck he get all that from?
Like he going to war. What he need all that from?
Did he have black paint under his eyes, too?
Why they were selling that to a 19-year-old?
But that's my question. Was they selling shit like that?
He probably went and bought that.
Oh, my God.
He probably went into the store and bought that because we can go into the store and buy a hunting rifle.
I know.
You can order a hunting rifle online.
I know, but it's just the amount that he had on him.
Why do you need all that? It's a war.
That's what's getting me. I know you can go into the pawn shop and they make the guns look pretty in there. They shine them up. They be light be beaming on them.
And they don't do no kind of like for a job, they do a criminal background check. They do all this credit check.
They do the bare minimum.
But I can walk into the gun store and they not going to do no mental evaluation on me. They not going to do no background before I go buy me an AK-47. How you know that I ain't been to the mental institution and I want to kill people?
So
they don't give a fuck.
Maybe they telling them it's like for hunting, so they let me get away.
Why you need an AK-47 to go hunt? How many animals did you shoot?
Yeah, I don't think you need automatic guns to kill animals. I think you just need rifles, right? Or snipers.
Why do you need a semi-automatic weapon in these streets? I just don't get it.
Having them in these streets, though.
Yeah, they have them in these streets.
Yes,
in
they
these
do.
Streets. Here's the difference, though. Can you tell me how many, and I'm sorry to get back to race, how many African Americans was mass shooters? How many Hispanic people was the mass shooters? I could think of one mass shooter that was an African American, and that was the one like the highway shooter who was shooting people driving down the street.
The sniper. Yeah, with his son.
Oh yeah. He was a serial killer.
Yeah.
How many black people was the mass shooters? How many Muslims was the mass shooter?
I think one. That black dude, remember he was buff? Kind of looked like LL Cool J a little bit. And he was in the service. He blew up something. They said he blew himself up or something.
Either way, if you go through the history of all those multiple mass shootings we had, the very first one starting with that Valentine's Day shooter, what was that race? Who's really the problem? Is it us or them? Because that's how America is. It's a us or them situation, and that's sad.
So do you think, like, back in, like, the civil rights times, do you think that they were being so violent towards us? Like, they had took violence to another level because it had started getting more publicized and, you know, more out in the open versus let's meet up at a tree and hang this nigga type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna beat your ass if you try to come get something to eat. Do you think they did that to make us violent? to where we feel like we have to fear them. I think they get that.
I believe they taught us all that. And here's the sad thing.
Because we are today, a loving people.
As of today, African Americans have killed more of us than the Ku Klux Klan. And they taught us that. They taught us self-hate. And that's the problem. Where we get guns from? From them. Who taught us all this shit?
Yeah, we didn't have a lot
of war. We came up here from a boat from Africa. So who taught us all this bullshit? They took us. So that's all I'm saying. Now, we said we was going to have a deep topic. And sometimes it just angers me. Because like you said, the violence just, it went from hanging on trees to tarring people and plucking them with feathers. And
setting them on fire.
Emmett Till for whistling allegedly at a white woman who later recanted her story and said she lied.
Lied.
But she never got charged.
Motherfucking lies.
She never got charged.
She was never. And she by the time that shit came about.
Yeah. I don't care. Bitch should have went to jail. Bill Cosby in jail.
You hear me? And she was on the deathbed. They could have got her IV thing and rolled her ass right to jail.
Let's finish your motherfucking therapy. Put her on the hospice unit. So that's what I'm saying. It's just a thing where I don't care really at this point who's offended because it's the truth.
It is.
Where does the problem lie? Is does it lie with us? Right.
Does it lie with us or them?
Are they building a wall to try to keep something out or try to keep us in?
Keep us in.
What is it?
Keep us in. So we can just attack each other. But that's why we got to come together, people. Yeah. We have to come together and realize the ball is in our court. We can just, because the violence, man, I don't even watch the news no more. I have to hear about deaths just through conversation. And it's just sad. I watch the news
every day, but it's for weather. My mom raised me that way. I can't help it. I got weather on my phone.
Shout out to iPhone for providing me with this great new iPhone XR that I got from T-Mobile. T-Mobile has great family plans, and they also have great discounts and great customer service. Check out T-Mobile today.
I'm dead. T-Mobile ain't paying me. I ain't co-signing on that.
Fuck Sprint.
But, it just dates back to, this ain't, to me, it's a race war that is a problem that we can't help because I love every race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a loving person. I'm not a racist. But here's the problem. It's a lot of people that in America are that define you by the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. And they out here killing people.
Let's talk about road rage, too.
I have had...
That don't even have a color.
Let's talk about how many road rage incidents have you had with a Caucasian person?
Oh, yes. I've had a physical fight with the lady that called me a nigger, a dumbass nigger, after she tried to run me off the road. I had to bust a U-turn on this hoe.
I had to. Old white lady. I was driving down the street over there by Walmart on 40 Highway. Me and my niece leaving from the dental practice. I'm driving in my lane. Why did this old bitch just pull up to me, flip me off, and was like, "Dumb bitch," like going off? And me and my niece looking like, "What's going on? What do we do?" I didn't do shit. I'm thinking the bitch had Alzheimer's. She had to, because how am I a dumb bitch and you flipping me off? What did I do?
How about I'm leaving from work, you know, and I'm in my lane. I'm driving past the truck and I get in front of him. Do you not know I see him in my rearview mirror and he told me to suck his dick?
Oh,
I said, bitch, the shit is too little, motherfucker. I had went the fuck off. Like, girl, I had to call my mama. I'm following him. She said, Key, you need to turn around because people be carrying guns. You can't be doing
that.
I was so furious, like, what the fuck? I didn't do shit to you.
Girl, we own it. Let's talk about it. Okay, so just last week, me and my niece and nephews in the car, we're driving down Blue Ridge. Okay, it is a young Caucasian woman in front of us. I say woman because I kind of didn't know, so I'm going to say woman. She in front of us, and she looks in her rearview mirror, and she flipping us off. Like, you know, she real hype flipping the thing off. And my nephew was like, I know you lying. This chick is flipping us off. So she get over. We pull up on the side of her, and I'm very hesitant because I'm a cautious person. We look in, and come to find out, I think the chick was just real hype to the music she on, but she looked dead at us. She had, like, it was something that was kind of probably satanic about her.
Yes.
And me and my nephew was like, we do not want any kind of smoke, and turned our heads the other way.
She was a witch.
Because she was looking dead in our car still, and she was still on that hypey stuff, but it was kind of like she was dancing or whatever kind of rock music she was on, but why was you flipping us off? What did we do to you? And she was literally in the rearview mirror like...
I think they feel like because we can't... Sometimes you can get pulled over, though.
Yeah.
Because I will... What?
If it's possible, I'm most definitely.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
I wasn't pulling her over though. Like, I wasn't blocking this.
She probably was gonna come out like Dragon Ball Z. Like,
she looked like she was like a Wicca specialist. She was into that type of life.
Probably was gonna come
very
out
very demonic.
About to coming out with some shit on your ass, spraying you with some shit.
I'm telling you, and I would have pepper sprayed that bitch.
Miss Will pepper spray a motherfucker. I know she will, and she always say motherfucker before she do it. She'll walk up on that mug off the left with the right hand. Spray the shit.
So
shout out to everybody Miss Spray in her life. Pepper spray. She used that strong police console. I done been there many times.
Okay.
Get you some pepper spray if you want to keep a motherfucker off you. What's for the brand real? You use so we can do an ad.
Listen,
real quick.
I don't even know that brand.
Whatever kind of police you use. You know, she used to be security.
So I got the officer strength kind. And that shit burned because they sprayed. They had to spray us with it in order for us to get certified.
Damn,
to
what the fuck?
Listen, they had to.
What
spray
type
us
of interview
with.
Is that?
Listen, I was on the side. They told us in order for us to be certified to use it, they had to spray us with it so we knew how it felt so we would think before we use it.
What type of toilet?
They had us cover one side of our face up, sprayed the fuck out of it. My fucking lips swelled up for days. Ooh. They had us go wash our face with Dawn soap. My shit burnt my whole side of my face, burnt, and the wind carried it. My lips was big as fuck, and that made me think, like, should I really pepper spray somebody? And because, and it was the backwards effect. Bitch, I had to go through it. You gonna go through it. I'm about to pepper spray the fuck out of your ass. I'm telling you.
That's why she a fucking clown. I would have been like, I don't need this. Listen. I don't need this job. That was it. The con. Have you ever seen the con that phones up?
Oh, that's what con is.
Oh,
it was, and it phones up
you
in his door. I just, girl, I just gonna get on that. I ain't gonna get on that.
I was
that's
there for a recent time.
That's that bear mate.
Oh,
I got sprayed. The police didn't spray
exactly.
me. When I say it didn't hit, it burned. Like, it was burning for the whole night. When I got in the shower,
yeah.
it made it even worse. Like,
yeah.
your skin is red.
Yep.
It's in your hair.
It foam
it's in your
up
lash.
Like a red is orange
yes.
high sauce type
yes.
of thing. Yep.
That's bear mace.
Yep.
Wow.
And that shit foam up and then get it, girl.
That ain't shit to play with.
And that motherfucker sprayed me and it was the supervisor. He gonna have another try to have a conversation with me. Bigger, don't talk.
Why he was going to
afterwards,
I know, like, sorry. Oh my God, my
I know
fucking
the
eyes.
That breeze and it carried to the other eye, like, dude, fuck
oh
you.
My
okay.
goodness.
So,
oh my goodness, I would have been like, I'm so cool on this job, man.
Listen,
I gotta
my
go.
Lips
what if
so
they had
big.
To do it like quarterly, like every 3 months? They like, we got
quit.
A new con.
Listen,
we got a new con this
and
quarter.
They said,
we wanna...
Dawn soap worked, it did not. They had us in there scrubbing with Dawn.
That probably should made it worse.
And it burned for days, like, it was a serious thing. And they thought that they was trying to teach you to not use it on other people. When actuality, they you want to use
wow.
it. Like, you know, I just got
what's the name
up.
Of that company? We need to report them to the EEOC. You went through that? I can't believe it.
Close it because I can't get sued.
Nigga, that was you taking a seat in the punk bitch section.
Listen, I felt like a real warrior getting burned. That shit, they was like, yeah, stand right here. They was outside. Stand right here.
Okay.
They said, we want you to cuff one side of your face. And for some reason, when they sprayed me, a breeze came. So I had this side cuff, but that breeze just went all
oh
over my whole
goodness.
Face. It was horrible. It was horrible. And like you said, that it had to be that beer mace you're talking about because
yeah.
it foam up reddish
orange. Yep.
Like a hot sauce and it burned for days.
That's beer mace.
Bitch, I know you lying. You know I'm going to pepper spray somebody. The fuck? I felt that pain. You going to feel the burn. We didn't got off the subject.
Damn,
but
that was some good humor though because I'm out here dying.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I knew when they sprayed the shit.
That I was going to use it. Couldn't wait.
Okay, next up is the Quiet Storm. We got that new
Tiana Taylor
album. We're going to stream that for y'all, but we also going to take it back with some Luther Vandross and some Zapp and Roger. Thank you for listening. If you are listening to us on your way to work, on, you know, your lunch break, while you getting up in the morning on your way home from work, on your smoke break. Look, on your smoke break.
Before you pull up on your baby daddy.
And pepper spray that thing. Next time we will have the exact brand. I'm going to ask, that's going to be our special guest next time. Your pepper spray. We're going to get to know the name, who made it, because that sounds like some fire shit. You'll be like, I ain't got to fight nobody. Come on, come close if you want to.
Listen. But we out.
Thank you guys.